All right, flu season is pretty much coming. Is it already underway? We will find out. We have Dr. Marielle Frachon in the studio with us today, medical director for the immunization program at the Chicago Department of Health. How are you, Dr. Frachon?
I'm great. Thank you for having me.
You have to talk right into that microphone, and I'm filling out my paperwork right now. I will be 100% honest with you. I wasn't sure I could get a flu shot today.
Because why?
I have a sinus infection, and I'm on an antibiotic. Almost finished. I have two more days on antibiotic.
Yeah.
It is safe to get a flu shot?
It is, yes. You can get the flu shot when you're on antibiotics, and even if you have a little bit of a cold.
As long as you don't have a fever, is that what the deal is? Or even a mild fever, you can still get a flu shot?
You could still get a flu shot with a mild fever, but we worry sometimes that it doesn't work as well. So it's not dangerous to you, but we want the flu shot to be as effective as possible when we give it.
All right. I'm also having knee surgery next week, and I was wondering, you know, everybody's concerned about infection. So I can still get a flu shot?
Yes, and you definitely should. People who have medical conditions, certain medical conditions, are more at risk of getting serious side effects from the flu. And so we definitely recommend they get the flu shot.
So talk about that. Who is at risk for? I mean, people die from the flu, don't
Absolutely.
They? We think of that and it's like, no, there's no way.
Yeah.
It happens.
It does. And as a pediatrician, I see it every year, unfortunately. And children can get very sick and are hospitalized for weeks. That's why I feel so strongly about every single person getting the flu shot, because you're actually protecting the children around you, or pregnant women, or people
older
over the
people.
Age of 65.
People mm-hmm. with a compromised immune system, right? That's
Absolutely.
The problem.
Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Bill, you are not getting a shot.
I can't get one today.
Today. Because, when will you?
Yeah,
because
Bill,
of
when
the
will
needles.
You?
if you could do it now, in the past, they've brought up a nasal spray,
right.
And they've promised me that if I'm good, I get a lolly.
Right.
Which is great.
I forgot my lolly
Oh,
today.
No.
I'm sorry.
But now you're saying that the nasal spray, because I've already asked you this, so
yeah.
I know the answer to this, the nasal spray for some reason this year is ineffective.
Yeah, they studied it, and over the past 3 years, it hasn't been effective at all, actually. So now they're recommending the injectable flu shot only for people.
Oh, no.
It's especially important for kids, because typically we give the nasal flu shot
right.
for kids.
I know.
No,
I have to go
kids.
In. I dress like Little Lord Fauntleroy, and they let me right in the front
oh,
door.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
Oh, this is upsetting. Well, yeah. What about for all those parents that brought their kids in last year, the year before, only to find out now that those were ineffective? That mm-hmm. seems
so,
unfair.
So kids actually are pretty resilient, and they do pretty well. If their parents are okay with it, the kids go right in and do it.
They are.
Yeah,
all
from
right.
in my experience. Mm. So your doctor, there's plenty of supply. Go into your doctor. We also have over 70 flu clinics that the City of Chicago Health Department
yeah.
is sponsoring this year. And many of them are with the aldermen in every ward. And then we're also having two family flu days at 5 of the city colleges.
Oh, great.
So that's November 5th and November 12th, where
yeah.
you can get the flu shot at no cost and bring the whole family.
Look at that. And where's the website to go to find out the schedule?
It's cityofchicago.org/health. And you click on the link that says get a flu shot.
Why do the strains of flu change from year to year? What's going on that
That's
make them change
question.
Shows? Thank you.
Yeah, so you
now
should
I'm
be a scholar.
I'm done for the day.
No, stay.
I'll stay.
So we learn about what strains are circulating by looking at the southern hemisphere, because their winter is our summer,
sure.
et cetera. So whatever strains are circulating in the southern hemisphere, typically that's the strains we put in the flu shot this year. And so we have 4 strains in the flu shot this year. So our flu shot is stronger than ever. And that's the one that the city is giving.
It is.
So again, I'm going to push for you, Bill, to get one today.
Oh,
but we'll see.
I wish I could, but I can't.
Dr. Marielle Frachon, medical director for the immunization program at the Chicago Department of Public Health. I have a question. You mentioned you're a pediatrician as
yes.
well.
Mm-hmm.
I love my pediatrician. My boys, my oldest is 17. They still go to a pediatrician, and they mm-hmm. can, right?
Yes.
Because people are saying,
yep.
oh, you should get them a regular doctor.
Up until age 18, they can still go to the pediatrician.
All right, one more year.
And some will even let you slide in beyond 18, right?
Yeah,
I know you're not...
pediatricians are nice people.
Yeah, yes.
But they've built up such a relationship with
sure.
their pediatrician, they don't really want to change, even though they're boys and she's a girl. But I will ask you this question. Every time I call to make a flu shot appointment for the boys, I say, what's the difference of me getting it somewhere else, like at one of the drugstores?
Mm-hmm.
Do I have to come in to the pediatrician's office? And not the pediatrician, but the ladies at the front desk always say, oh, well, there's no preservatives added in ours. I don't know if she's just saying that. Aren't all flu shots pretty much created equal?
So now they are. All the ingredients that are in flu shots are very safe. And I wouldn't you can get a flu shot anywhere these days, at Walgreens, right, at our flu clinics, at the doctor, and they're all safe.
So I don't have to go to the pediatrician for their flu shot.
You don't have to. I think some offices do say that, and I think it's a way for them to keep you as
a patient. I guess, and as a baby, but... maybe I would. I don't know if at Walgreens they do babies, so maybe that, you know. So what's the age and up that you need a flu shot?
It is easier for infants to go to their physician to get a flu shot. Every individual 6 months of age and up should get a flu shot.
6 months.
Wow. Yep.
And they don't cry. Well, they do, but they don't punch
they
people.
Cry nuts. Right. I know. I've had some issues, doctor.
So it's actually great in the city of Chicago because we have our flu clinics. Then we also partner with Walgreens and we give out vouchers for people who don't have insurance. The Walgreens vouchers through the Department of Health, we can give those out. So we partner with Walgreens and we have all those locations available on chicagofluShots.org to look for. And then you could go to our family flu days or you could go to any of our walk-in immunization clinics. There are five of them across the city. And then those family flu days on November 5th and 12th. So we have so many opportunities to get a flu shot. That's why if you've seen our ad going around on the buses and taxis, the I Got Mine, I really love that. This year, I think we did a really great job of coming up with that because it really shows how proud you should be to get a flu shot because you're protecting little babies like we talked about. You're protecting people whose immune systems don't work, pregnant women, older people. And so you really should be proud of it and tell people that you got yours.
Well, I'm getting mine today and then I'm going to lure the boys into Walgreens with the illusion of getting them some kind of sports drink or something.
Good
and
idea.
Then while they're there, hey, come in the back by the pharmacy for a minute.
Use trickery and deceit. There's nothing better than that. There's a call. Dave has a call for us that I think is a great question.
Hi, Dave. Dr. Marielle Frischone.
Right over here. Wendy, Bill, hello to you and Dr. Frischone. A question for you. I have a 90-year-old aunt who is allergic to eggs.
Someone's and allergic to eggs? Bill's allergic to legs. Your aunt.
She has been told that she cannot get the standard flu shots that are given because of her allergy to eggs.
Hi, Dave. Thanks for that question. So those recommendations have actually changed. Now you can get a flu shot if you have hives to eggs or if you have more severe allergic reactions, as long as you stay in the doctor's office for a half hour.
So right immediately you will see some kind of reaction. So you have to stay.
You have to be monitored for a half hour after getting the shot.
So should she go to her regular doctor and not just a walk-in clinic?
Yes, that's what I would recommend. Anyone with an egg allergy.
I will pass that information over to her because she's been concerned. She was saying that some of the pharmacies have told her that they have flu shots that are okay to use for someone who has an allergy to eggs. And I questioned that. So you've answered the question.
Yes.
There you go. Glad you questioned it. Thanks, Dave.
Dave remembers, Doctor, and I don't know if you do, but there was a time where instead of a flu shot, they gave you a flu omelet. And a lot of people were very nervous about that. But those days are over.
Yes, that's over.
All right. Thank goodness.
We have to take a break. We are talking to Dr. Marielle Frischone, Medical Director for the Immunization Program at Chicago Department of Public Health. I have filled out all my paperwork. I think I've done all the highlighted things. So I will have to take my shirt off because I have my long hawk sweater on.
Sure. You don't have to.
So could you turn around the other way?
Yeah, I won't look. Everything's fine.
All right. We'll take a break. 312-981-7200. It's Bill and Wendy, 720 WGN. We have Dr. Marielle Frischone in the studio with us today, Medical Director for the Immunization Program at the Chicago Department of Health. And I see you have your rubber gloves on.
Mm-hmm.
I might walk over there and get my flu shot.
All right. That's fine.
Can we take a quick question first? Lynn would like to ask a question to you, Dr. Frischone. Hi, Lynn.
Hi.
You have a question?
I get my flu shot every year, either at Jewel or wherever they're giving it. And I went to a CVS last year, and he gave it to me at the top, right in the top of my arm, shoulder, by the shoulder.
Okay.
Sure. And I told him, yeah, it hurts, and I don't even complain normally. And then I had that pain for almost 2 weeks afterward. Why? What happened?
So
did you give me the shot in the wrong spot?
I'm not sure because I wasn't there. But sometimes you can have some mild pain where the flu shot is injected because it has to go into the muscle. But it really should only last a week or so. But everyone has a different pain tolerance. So the soreness in the muscle sometimes, and then you get other muscle achiness, can mean that the flu shot is working and your body is creating a protective response for the flu. So sometimes if you get a little bit of a fever or a little bit of muscle soreness or a little bit of fatigue, that means that the flu shot's actually working.
No pain, no gain.
How about that, Lynn?
Absolutely.
Well, I've never had that pain. I wondered what happened. That's all.
Maybe he stuck in the, you know, a little too high or didn't get right into the muscle. Could that be the problem?
That's always possible, yeah. And if there if it's pain and you think it's too much pain, you can always go and see your doctor and ask them about it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lynn. There are going to be people, after I post the fact that I got my flu shot, there are going to be people all over Facebook going, why do you get a shot? I have never had a shot and I've never had the flu.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there were some misconceptions put out there about some vaccinations causing autism, and it doesn't. It's been proven. Jenny McCarthy is the one who started that campaign.
Right.
She has gone back and said, no, there was no connection. The doctor lied to her.
She wouldn't even allow shots at her wedding. That's how serious she was about this.
Alcohol shots?
Right.
But so a lot of people stopped vaccinating their kids,
right,
and that's a problem. Mm-hmm. There is no connection to vaccinations and autism, correct?
Correct, correct.
And if you don't want to get a flu shot, you don't have to, but my younger son Dylan had the flu last year because I skipped flu shots. It was a full week of feeling
exactly,
miserable.
Exactly.
You forget what it's like to have mm-hmm. the flu where you can't lift your head from the pillow.
The real danger is getting these diseases that we're trying to vaccinate against, because those can lead to death. And I unfortunately have seen that in my own practice. So I take it very seriously. And we need to realize that vaccines are safe and effective, and there is no link to autism.
All right, you're going to have to talk because I'm going to go
over
there.
I'll do the play-by-play. Wendy takes a size 6 needle, doctor. If you have those with you, that would be the perfect size for her.
And Wendy is going to receive our I Got Mine sticker today from the city of
Chicago.
And
you put the sticker directly on where the shot was given, correct? Is that the best place for the sticker?
I think wherever people see it best.
Oh, all right.
Is where we put it.
All right, that's perfect. Wendy, no fear whatsoever in you, right? Not even a little bit of fear. No trepidation whatsoever.
No, because I have to get it done.
Right.
It doesn't feel good.
It'll save lives, as we were saying.
It might.
Because of Wendy's advanced age, this is the time where you really want to come in and have a shot taken, I think.
All right, here we go, Doc.
All right. How long will the needle be inside Wendy's arm, doctor? Within 20 minutes.
We're
round it off
say
to the
one
next.
Mississippi.
And that'll do it?
Yep.
Is it that quick? All right, good. She's being swabbed down with alcohol, Wendy's favorite liquid.
And you're going to take a deep breath as I put it.
Needle in and one Mississippi and needle out. And Wendy is completely free of the flu.
Here we go.
There's not even a sign of flu on her at this point. And the sticker is now being applied to the place that most people see it. And I'm not allowed to say where that is on the air.
There you go.
I have to tell you, this is the first year that I felt like a zing down my arm.
Oh, why the zing? What's going on with the zing?
I think the flu shot is working.
That
is
means
that your
it's
answer
working.
For everything?
That means it's a success. All right. Sleeve back up. Now a line is forming. Other people at the station. You can give other people at the station the shot. Everybody's
yes.
okay?
As long as they fill out the form.
All right. They'll do that. Wendy, any pain whatsoever? Do you feel even the smallest tin? Yeah, you said there was a zing with the needle going in, but that's to be understood.
Well, no, this was, I felt like, you know, it's a little sting. Like,
that's
yeah,
all it
the
is.
Muscle can feel sore afterwards.
Right.
Yeah, but I mean, it didn't hurt. You feel it going in. It's a needle going in your skin, but it's like a
right.
half a second.
That's all. It was one Mississippi, as promised.
But I did get the little zing down my arm, which I have never had. Maybe that's because I was flexing my muscle
yeah.
to try
Maybe.
And show off my guns.
You do have very nice arms, Wendy.
Thank you. All right, Stephanie Menendez, our former producer and now part of the WGN management.
Now,
you're
Stephanie's from the South, so you have to swap her down with Jim Beam, doctor, if that's possible.
Does it matter if it's in my, like, I'm left-handed. So
okay.
should it be
then
maybe
do your
my
right,
right
side.
Arm?
Let's do the right arm.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Oh, is that? I didn't know that was a thing.
That's a
well,
thing.
Your arm can get sore.
Oh, I guess.
Bill,
yeah, right.
I have to use this hand.
I
Bail.
Guess you do. All right. All
and right. you can say Mississippi because aren't you from there or where are you from?
I'm not. No, I'm from Louisiana.
Come
That's
on,
the
Wendy.
Difference.
So, oh my gosh. There's a huge difference.
All right. Say Louisiana then.
Louisiana.
Well, you got to wait till the needle's in.
Yeah, not yet.
All right. Again, you can go cityofchicago.org. Is that where you go to find out?
/health.
Okay. And you can find out where to get flu shots. You can also go to chicagofluShots.org. It's really a good thing to get it because, really, when you get the flu, it is nice having a week off of school or work, but you feel like crap. You're
sure.
really not getting out of the bed.
Yep.
So that's
all
my
the time.
Word to the wise.
All right.
Stephanie's pointing it out, like, just like, do it there. You're really not doing it, Bill.
No, I can't today.
Can I give it to you?
Everyone else is doing it.
No, well, that's peer pressure.
Come on, you're my
partner.
I'm
being needle shamed.
I care about you.
But we're all going to be really proud in here once we get it, right?
Yes.
That we got the flu shot.
I got, I got mine. Hashtag I got mine. You got nothing.
You guys get stickers. It's fun. All right.
Stickers and lollipops for everyone.
Can I just have a pair of the latex gloves, please?
What are you going to do, the Howie Mandel?
I have a side business. I can't go into detail.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Marielle Frischone, Medical Director for the Immunization Program at the Chicago Department of Public Health. I just got to watch her stick,
Wendy's
Stephanie.
About to get stuck. Oh,
oh man.
Stephanie's
that's how
about to get stuck.
Done.
That was so faster. How come Stephanie got a faster one? That was like half the time that the needle was in your arm.
Were you nervous because I was your first patient?
No, absolutely not.
Did you get a zing in
your arm? I wanted to make sure.
No zing.
No zing.
I got the zing, like an electric zing. Ain't got that thing if you ain't
got
that zing.
People say that. Thank you, doctor. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. We'll take a quick break and then some news. It's Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder on WGN.